Okay. We're going to talk about the quiz you guys took. We're going to try to do the homework real fast as well. So let's pray and see what we can get going here. Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. God, I pray that you would help us to continue to grow in your grace and in your knowledge. Lord, to grow in your the conformance of your likeness, to be holy as you are holy. And Lord, I'm thankful for the opportunity you've given us to learn the Greek language. Lord, again, I just pray that we would learn to use it to serve you better and to learn your word better. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. All right. Last week's quiz. Let's see. Let me go to that. If you have yours, peek at it. All right. The rough breathing is not an accent mark. So when I said that I'm not really going to be checking you guys on accenting, that doesn't mean the rough breathing or the smooth breathing. Okay, that is not an accent mark. So many of you, I wrote your rough breathing mark on there for you. But consumer beware, in the future, that's probably worth a half a point off. Okay? Maybe a quarter point. It depends on how rough and how gracious I'm feeling. Pray that my wife gives me a good meal before I...
Feed him well.
I was going to say, Don knew. Feed him well. Give him ice cream. make him happy before he's creating these things.
Tell him how glad you are to see him.
The second thing is, for some of you, you still have to grab a hold of that the adjectival usage thing. That is really key.
The what?
The use of adjectives. Good adjectives. And so it is that paragraph.
106.
Remember, 106 that I said. Yes, 106 that I said. That is, you know, everyone kept asking, do we have to memorize it? Do we have to memorize it? And you don't have to memorize it. You have to know it.
That works out to be about the same thing.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
If you look at the quiz.
Yeah. So however you want to consider that, okay? Remember, tests as a whole are derived from quizzes. Now, I'm not telling you what parts are on the test and stuff like that, okay? However, I'm telling you that paragraph 106 is very important, okay? So regardless of whether you see those six sentences again, saying translate it, or whether you see them abundantly in sentences, yeah, I'm not stomping, but that's just a fact. I mean, you're going to see this kind of stuff in translations over and over and over again, okay? So I just want you to know that. And so, yeah, so you can consider it a stomp, but I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to be there. I'm just telling you that it's important. But I want to do the sentence because I don't think anybody... I'm the good, he's the bad. Who's the ugly? All right.
I'm right. Feeling pretty mean right now.
All right. Number four, okay? This is the translation, okay? And so I think almost everybody got it wrong, okay? It says, the teacher is baptizing me, and the apostle himself is baptizing, parentheses, because it's implied, you. That's plural, y'all. And so you could put dunking, immersing, baptizing, doesn't really matter. Okay, and so again, it's a matter of learning how to use those pronouns in there, okay? And so me is, in my mind, mu epsilon should be one of the easiest pronouns to translate. Because when you look at it, it looks like what?
Me.
Me, okay? So, the teacher, he is baptizing me. That phrase should be a straight up translation, okay? And then chi is and. And then you run into the trying to figure out, okay, How does autos go with the ha apostolos? I didn't have my accenting there. Anyways, and so if you didn't get it right up above, E, you're not going to get it right in 4. However, if you got it right in 3E, knowing that it was the word itself, then you should be able to glean that it's the apostle himself. Okay, does that make sense? All right, so that's why I said about memorizing. I mean, you can memorize 3, but if you can't bring it past those sentences into something that's not necessarily autos or something that's not necessarily logos, then memorizing it didn't do you any good. Does that make sense? Okay, that's the difference to me. The Luo charts is that is pure rote memory. Okay, it really is. And honestly, you're going to have a Luo chart out probably with you when you're translating. Okay, after this year. or at least for the fourth test you will.
We can use it when we take Greek too.
The second?
Second year of Greek.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going for that, but yeah.
We'll be back here.
Yeah. You know, what we could do, I mean, if there's a
We're
group...
We're waiting for Andrew to get over.
Hey, amen. If there's a group that wants to continue and do some light translations together, like to do a...
There's light translations?
A Greek exegesis course, then we could do a Greek exegesis course, and we could pick Philippians or 1 John or whatever, and that would be the course. The class would be, the exegesis of that book. But there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just pure translation. It's proving your translation. It's justifying your translation. Mm-hmm. And so you have to do research and go beyond the book and stuff like that. So anyway, but I that would be a kick for me. So if somebody wants to do that, I would be all for it, and then we could use it as teaching and preaching throughout the church, huh? Okay, so the apostle himself, and then remember, Chi joins two like things, okay? And so when you look at this sentence and you see Chi sitting there, you can say, well, okay, is it joining me in autos, me in autos? Well, that doesn't make sense because they're in two separate cases. Does that make sense? I mean, do you understand? Okay. So it's not those two things. And then what I see is there's not a verb after the chi. So therefore, it must be joining two verbal phrases in that the verb baptize is implied in the second part. Is that making sense? Okay. So the apostle himself is baptizing y'all. Okay. Questions on that? All right. So let's go to this week's homework in y'all. Had to do some from 10 and some from 11, yes? Okay. So, what was the first 1 and 10? I don't have my homework sheets in front of me. Number 2. What did you do? 2, 4, 6, 8?
10
and
12.
10 and 12, okay. All right, so let's look at number 2. To lego, tu kuriu, agametha, ace, tain, ecclesian to theu. Okay? To lego.
For the word.
Okay? To or for the word. Okay? And we know it's the dative singular from logos, right? To kuriu. Was that Timmy?
Of the Lord.
Okay? It's
singular.
Genitive singular, thank you. Okay, so we have for the word of the Lord. Would you agree so far with that? For the word of the Lord, or in the word of the Lord, or to the word of the Lord?
By the word of the Lord.
It could be by the word of the Lord. We're not there yet, but yes. Okay. Yeah, because it's a David means. We'll get there. Yeah. You like that movie.
Well.
Okay. So, the word of the Lord. And then agametha is what?
We are being led.
Agametha.
Okay, parse it for me, Benny.
Present, past, indicative, not that only. Third person only.
First person. Should I ask him to parse it?
First person plural.
First person plural. Good. Okay. So it's a present passive indicative, first person plural. From?
Ago.
Okay, which means I lead. So this is we have been, or not have been.
We are being led.
We are being led. Sorry, I tend to do that when I go passive. I tend to put it in a past tense. I don't know why I do that. It actually would be almost a perfect sense. So we are being led, okay? What?
She had me put were being led down.
Were being led?
Yeah,
were.
Yum, 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 yum.
Made me do it.
Anybody got a little bit of milk so we can put it in the in a bowl for them? All right. Yum, yum. All right, ace is into. That one's a no-brainer, right? Okay, tain ecclesian. The church.
The church accuses.
Good. Okay. And then to cure you is of the of God. Of the God or of God. Okay? And so to lego.
Oh no, it says to the end.
Okay. Now if you were just translating, okay, you might say into for or by. You don't know. However
now where did you get the into
ace?
So you would pull it up from the other phrase.
No. I'm saying in or to. In other words, since it is a dative singular.
That's for or to.
A dative is an indirect object. So it can be in, it can be to, it can be for, it can be by. Okay? Okay. You understand? If it's sitting there by itself, okay? But what you've just learned in this lesson was the dative of means, where then if the dative is sitting by itself, then many times it is used as a dative of means, translated as by.
Okay, but it's not by itself. It's in the middle of all the sentence.
No. Tolago is by itself.
He's talking about the very beginning, the first two words. There's no preposition before it. It's just the word.
So how does it become dative?
It is dative. To, lego is dative. It's the omega with the yoda subscript. It is the dative singular from lagos.
Okay.
Does that make sense? It is dative singular. And because it is dative singular, and it's sitting by itself,
well,
and you're in this...
Well, I have divorced from this dative singular that we just learned. It's not related to that dative. It has not, in my mind, connected.
Which dative singular are you talking about?
Well, just all the... Oh, I'm thinking of deposing...
Deponent.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not... what paragraph are you saying the dative?
115.
Dative of means.
Well, the dative of means...
Okay.
115.
...is 115. That's explaining that a dative used by itself can be used to convey the means of something, that something was done, by which something was done. And so by the word of the Lord. Okay, and the point I was going to make was that you just have to have in your mind what the lesson is going over. Not that you want to cheat yourself when you're translating here. However, if you have it in your mind, I mean, because my boys will come ask me questions here or there, and it's like, turn the page back here, read that. If you don't understand it, come talk to me again. You know, in other words, you got to read the section, okay? And so when he gives you the sentences, some of them are really weird because he is forcing the usage of the stuff he's teaching in that lesson. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you should have that in your mind. I mean, it should be, click, wait a second. Why is this like this? Maybe there's something being taught in this lesson. Okay? And so that's not going to help you when you translate the New Testament, but it'll help you when you're applying the stuff from the lesson to go back and say, wait a second, this is probably something that's in this lesson. And go back and just kind of peek at the headers, you know, the bold headers, and they'll help you out. Okay, so yes, it is dative of means, and it is by the word of the Lord, we are being led into the church of God. Okay? All right, number four. Again, we have another tologo. Guess what?
Dative
of means. Okay, good. Okay, so by the word, and then now we have atu tu kuriu. So when we have the atu tu kuriu, the atu with the noun that has the article, how is the atu being used?
The Lord himself.
Good. Okay, the Lord himself. Okay, so now the word of the Lord himself. See, before we had the word of the Lord, now we have the word of the Lord himself. Okay. Genesta? Genesta? Anybody want to parse that for us?
Ginomai. Well, it's from Ginomai.
It's from Ginomai?
It's present, passive, indicative. I forget which person.
Second person
Second
plural?
Second person plural.
Okay.
And it means you become. Ye become.
It's not passive?
Yeah, it is passive. No, it's a deponent verb.
Good. It's a deponent verb. I was just checking. I was testing you. Yeah, that's right. But that's going to be a kicker on you sometimes when you're translating and you forget that something is a deponent verb and you're trying to figure out how this is a passive sense in there. Okay.
So what is the correct translation?
This is y'all become, okay, at this point. Okay.
So it's are becoming, correct?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
So by the word of the Lord himself, y'all are becoming disciples of him. Okay, so by the word of the Lord himself, y'all are becoming disciples of him.
Well, that's you've translated passively, though, are becoming.
Well, isn't that present middle indicative? First person?
That's the way I
translate. I'm sorry?
To make it, you all are... I put you all are becoming for yourselves, which I think is what you said.
No. There's no yourself there. There is nothing to intensify the verb there.
She's doing present middle. There's mm-hmm. a spot on paragraph 109 where it says, I think it's 109. It's number 3. It says, in the exercises in this lesson, the forms which might be either middle or passive should be regarded as passive. I
right.
think that's why you were so confused, because they don't make much sense when you try to translate this middle. But if you just do passive, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, listen, that's what I said last week. The middle is going to be so rarely ever used. So you just have to know, I mean, honestly, you just have to know that the luo for the middle is the same as the passive. And don't waste brain cells on worrying about the middle. Okay, and the word ginomai, in a sense, has the sense of a passive, Steve, because I become. It means to become. It means to occur, and so that, in a sense, when we translate that into English, it almost has a passive sound to it. The word became flesh.
But it could be all y'all become disciples of him.
What did I say?
Are becoming.
One is it's the difference between the straight present in the continuing sense. You are becoming would be the continuing sense of a present verb. Do you understand? So I am throwing, or I throw, I am throwing. They're both present. The I am throwing is the continual sense, whereas the I throw is just the straight present.
The deponent verbs are supposed to be, I thought they were translated actively.
They are. They are active. So irkomai would be I go, not I am sent, I am gone. Okay. But ginomai means to become. So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's active. It's past. I mean, it's past tense active, but it's active. It's just that that term become, ginomai, when you bring it into English, is going to seem to have a
passive
sense to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is active. Anyways. Okay. All right, so did everybody get that translation? By the word of the Lord himself, we are becoming, you all are becoming, or y'all become, disciples of him. Okay, number six. Ooh. What is ooh?
Not.
And it normally stands with a verb. Okay, and look at, lo and behold, it is. It's sitting with baptizontai. Okay, which is from the word baptizo. Antai is?
Third person plural.
Third person plural what?
Middle or passive.
Good. Okay. Present passive indicative. Third person plural. So, they are being baptized. And so with the ooh, it means they are
not
being baptized. Okay, and now we know who that they are, because the next thing we see is that it's hoi hamartoloi, and that is the sinners. Okay, so the sinners are not being baptized. Hupo, the hupo with the genitive. Tone apostolon. Hupo with the genitive shows?
The agent.
Agency. Good. Hupo with the genitive shows agency. All right? And so, where I lost my place. Hoop, I was so excited, I just kind of... Hoopotone apostolon, so it's by the apostles, okay? And so we have the sinners are not being baptized by the apostles. but, ergontai, ex ergontai, what's that? They are going, good. Okay, they're going out because it has an X. They're exiting from X, so out of. To tone?
These
houses, good. These houses. To other
teachers.
All right? So the sinners are not being baptized by the apostles, but they are exiting from these houses to other teachers. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. All right, number 8. Did we read the 2:8?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
All
the
way to 12.
Man, who gave you so much homework? All right. Arke, altas, hathas, tes, basileus, altu. Arke?
He rules, or he begins.
Or she, or it rules. Yeah, you guys are assuming the he.
We just know.
How do you know it's he?
It's God.
Because it's the
good. That's exactly right.
It's the
okay.
Down
you have the altos first, which tells you it's masculine. And then you need ha theos, which tells you it's masculine. And so what do we do with the altos ha theos?
God himself.
Good. God himself rules. Tes basileus.
The kingdom.
Atu.
Itself.
Say it again.
Itself.
Are you sure?
Of him.
It's of him, his kingdom. He rules his kingdom. Atu is genitive singular.
If it had come before the taste, then it would be itself. Is that right?
It would still have
no.
to.
Mm.
It would have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
It would still have to agree.
God himself rules the kingdom of him, or rules his kingdom?
Rules his kingdom. God himself rules his kingdom. In other words, he hasn't given it to somebody else to rule. He rules it himself.
And you couldn't say God rules the...
You can just say God rules.
His kingdom himself.
God, say that again?
God rules his kingdom himself.
No. Because again, I know I told you in the beginning that word order doesn't mean anything. But it does mean something when you have the pronouns with the nouns.
The autosis and the...
Yeah, when they're sitting together, Those that are, you know, it's like with the adjectives. The adjectives describe the nouns that they're with. You can't move them around. So you could put altos hotheos at the end of the sentence. Does that make sense? But you would have to put all three of those together at the end of the sentence.
Okay.
Okay, and then you would be minimizing that it was God Himself. But here, because honestly, you could have that first, right? The autos hotheos, because it is the subject. So you could have autos hotheos RK tes basileus autu. And that would be English. That would be the English order.
Mm-hmm.
But the emphasis here is upon the fact that he's what?
Ruling.
He's ruling. And then second most important is that it's God who's ruling.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? Okay. All right, number 10. Uk. Uk. U is not. What's uk?
Not.
Why is that a kappa on it?
Because it starts with a
vowel.
Good, because the next word is with a vowel. Good. So, apokrinometha. Okay. To apostolo hati u genoskamen atan. Okay, so we have not. Apokrinometha is what?
We answer.
Being answered.
Answered? Being answered?
We are
being answered. Good. Okay. Amatha. Okay. So it's first person plural. Okay. So we are not being answered. Okay. To apostolo. Dative by itself. No preposition. We are in chapter 10.
By the apostles.
But
by the apostle.
Isn't apokrinomai deponent verb for I answer? So when you say are not being answered, isn't that passive? Like a passive of a passive, because it's a deponent verb. So apokrinomai means I answer, not I'm being answered, because it's a deponent verb.
I answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. Got it. I answered. You're right. You're exactly right.
Okay.
Yes. Since it's a deponent, so we are answering. We are not answering.
Or could you say
we
do
not
answer?
Wait.
All right, you guys.
You're confusing me.
I just put we do not answer the apostles.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because you have a dative means there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come back. Okay, so we have a, this is good, okay? We have an issue, okay? Hati is because?
Oh, but apokrinomai takes the dative. So it's not the dative it means. It's
good.
Just that it takes the dative.
Yes, it does. You're exactly right.
So we do not
see that
the apostles.
Good. That's exactly right. Good job, Ms. Book.
Thank you.
And so hati because, and then u is another not. Kinoskomen. We don't know them, and autumn is them. So we.
Autumn is them.
Autumn is.
Him.
We do not answer. Oh, I'm sorry, him, singular, because apostolo is singular. We do not answer the apostle because we do not know him. Yeah. Okay, is everybody track on that one? Tracking on that
so
one?
We do
that makes
not
the
answer.
Apostle. That makes the apostle a direct object.
We do not answer. We are not answering.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
I'm sorry. Tell me that again. No.
Doesn't that make the apostle a direct object?
It does. But if you look in your vocab, it says apokrinomai. It's the opponent. I answer, and it takes the dative. And I had forgotten that.
So we do not answer the apostle.
Yeah, right. In fact, we didn't even look at that. In fact, let's go back to the vocab here, because I am seeing my short-sightedness by rushing through this. Look up at akuo. Okay, it says it may take the genitive, but also takes the accusative. So you could actually have a genitive following a kuo and have it actually sit as the direct object or what appears to be that, okay? Arko says it takes the genitive. Ginomai.
What does it mean by middle? Like when it's used in the middle tense?
Yes, yes. Okay. And ginomai is going to take a predicate nominative, not an accusative. Okay, so you're going to have a nominative sitting with it. Okay.
That one's a lot like Amy.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Because it really is an IB. IB. Yeah. IB. I am verb. You thought Ebonics was new. All right.
Archai. Is that passive?
I'm sorry.
If it were archai, how could you tell the middle from the passive?
You don't. Context. And that's why I said that honestly, you were going to find middle so very seldom.
But it was in John 1?
No.
In the beginning was the word, isn't it?
No, that's, okay.
That's archae for beginning. That's what it means.
Yeah, okay. Right. Different word. Is this the derivative
of this word?
They are which came first, you know, right? Yeah. And so the root arc.
I always think the ones with the O are the shortest, so they must have come first.
The way to think of arc, like archaeology and all that, is not head like this head, but the beginning, the head of something, the top of something.
Head of the river.
And so, there's a different word for that, so careful before you go with it, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's the idea, okay? And so you derived from that then the idea of ruler, the ruler, because the ruler is the head, but the head, like you're thinking of the headwaters, is also the beginning of the waters. And so that's, it derives from, there's also the word kephila, which is the word head as well. And so, yeah, anyways, that gives you the idea.
But I think the question Dr. Moore was asking is, when you have arco, it means I rule, but when it says middle, I begin, then it would be arco mai, wouldn't it? You would see that it would be in the middle or passive form. It wouldn't say arco, and you have to guess. It's
that's correct.
Where I begin.
No, 100%, right.
Arco mai, and then you know it's I begin.
Is that what you're asking? I'm sorry. If it's
No, just if you see it and I'm trying to translate and you see it.
It's like any word.
Middle verse, just context.
Just context. It's like any word. And that's why I said err toward passive rather than middle. Because that's realistically what you're going to see. Okay? All right. That was number 10. Number 12. Another ooh. Peru-a. 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 That sounds like
it's a... It's a vacation in South America.
That's what I was going to say. That sounds like a...
I'm going there.
Good. Good. Okay. And so Peru A is from Peru Omai. Wow, this is, instead of a word getting bigger, it actually gets very much shorter, right?
I didn't get there.
And so, Timmy, can you parse that for me? Peru A?
Is a present passive indicative second person singular.
It's not passive.
Okay, so it could be present middle indicative.
Nope, it's not middle. Somebody want to help him out?
I thought it was.
I thought it was present middle indicative second person singular.
Mm-hmm. No. Peru omai is a deponent verb.
It's a deponent. So? So what?
We don't call it that though?
No.
We call it active?
Yes. I'm sorry. What? Okay. I was trying to. You're all looking at me thinking, come on, guys. No, you would not call it passive.
But it's using passive endings.
Passive endings.
But. It is in the active sense. Okay, so you
so
would
you, name it
you declare this as active. Because you're going to translate it. The important thing, because you're going to translate it active. So it is present, active, indicative. Okay? Yeah. I know. That's a struggle. Okay? But that's only for your parsing. Do you understand? Okay, that's just to have it in your mind. that a deponent verb takes the passive endings, but it is translated in, with the active sense.
Okay.
Make sense?
Just like we have this feminine verb.
That's exactly right. That's
feminine
nouns.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Okay. So, it is a second person singular, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you go, you don't go. You are not going. You go not. N in te hado, the way, the road. Okay, then take, okay, good, the bad, so the bad road, the evil road. Okay, and so, okay, there we go. I lost my place again. You do not go, you are not going in the bad road, or on the bad road. In the bad way.
Going in the bad way.
In the bad way. On the bad road. But, sozo, that's what?
Save.
Save.
Saved.
Okay. You are saved.
Being saved.
Say again?
Being saved?
Well, yes. Because sozo, so this is passive. You're being saved. Okay. From tone. Hamartalon, su. Apple takes the genitive.
Your sins.
Okay, from the your sins, and the brothers of yours, your brothers, they hear the voice of the Lord. Okay, so let's try to put all this together now. This Pauline run-on sentence. Okay, you are not going in the bad way. You are not going in the bad way, but you are being saved from your sins, and your brothers are hearing the voice of the Lord.
Isn't it just your brothers hear the voice of the
Lord? It can be hear. Again, it's hear and our hearing are the same translation. It's just which sense of the present you're using. And since I put in the being saved, I was putting in the continual sense, so I sought to maintain consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, Ben? Okay. Parallelism is important when you're translating. You know, I'm sure you hear that in your English class a lot as well. Stick your tenses together here. All right, so that's through 12, right? Okay, so let's go to number 11, lesson 11. And you have the first four in this one, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, is there any questions from 10? Do you all understand how the translations came that way?
Maybe.
Maybe, okay. You do now, but 5 minutes from now it won't? Okay. All right. In this lesson, we start to apply past tense, the imperfects. And somebody erased all my past tense stuff. It was probably me last the end of last week. Anybody remember what the imperfect does? The imperfect is a continual sense of past.
It's a residual?
Continual. Okay.
Something that happened in the past has a continuing effect.
No, that's perfect. The past action that has a continuing effect is perfect. Okay? Imperfect and aorist are your two past tenses. Okay? Pure past tenses. Okay? Perfect is something that happened in the past and continues on, okay? So, using just imperfect and aorist. An aorist, which we're going to look at
that was the point.
Coming up, okay? Aorist is punctiliar. It's a point in time. It happened in the past. Imperfect I use when I'm talking about activity in the past. Does that help a little bit? So, again, you know, if the Super Bowl doesn't click with you guys, sorry, but if I refer back to Super Bowl 40, That's aorist. I went to Super Bowl 40, aorist. Okay? It was a point in time. I went to it. If I talk about Hines Ward running down the field during that Super Bowl, okay, or whoever, okay, that would be imperfect. He was running down the field. That's not punctiliar. It's not a... He caught the ball. It's punctiliar. He was running down the field. It's imperfect. Mm-hmm. It's just a shade here. Are you kind of...
But if you say he ran down the field, that's aorist.
No. You that would, that I mean, that could be either way. Okay? It depends on which one they're trying to... If they use the imperfect there, they're referring more to the activity of it. If they used aorist there, they're referring more to the fact of it. I mean, the event of it.
Does but would you translate aorist ran?
Well, if that's what the word was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, how else would you run? I mean, he ran. I mean, if the word is running, to run, and it's aorist, he ran. It's a pure aorist is what you think of as pure past tense. Okay? So the imperfect then is called that because think of what the perfect says. Perfect says it's a past event that has a continuing action. Okay?
Continuing action or continuing effect?
Continuing effect. It's a continuing effect, but it's a continuing action. It's continuing whatever. Okay, in other words, Jesus said, it is finished. It still is. In other words, it wasn't punctiliar. You know, the event's over. But he used perfect. Well, John used the perfect to translate what he probably said in Aramaic to bring over that process that it is a debt that has been paid and will continue to be paid forever. Okay? So with that thought process of continuity, now you have the imperfect, because perfect means it's perfect. It'll always go on, right? Okay? Imperfect, it terminated. But it still has the idea of continuity, action. Yes. Okay. Did I totally blow you away?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay, good. All right. All right. So, ekouomen, okay, is the imperfect. Okay, and we learned in here the imperfect actives. And so in paragraph 123, the omen is the first person plural. Okay, and we know we don't know a word, akuo, but we do know a word, akuo. Mm-hmm. And so again, we learned that when the epsilon augment is placed in front of a vowel, especially the epsilon, another epsilon, or an alpha, it elongates it to an eta. Okay? For the very few words that start with an eta, you'll find that it doesn't change. That's a real strange thing. But you'll know
where
it because...
Where is the footnote?
But don't worry about it. We don't have any of those words yet. Anyways, but you'll know it because of the endings. I mean, there will be other hints. Okay? Okay?
Oh, I want a footnote right there in the exercises too.
What's that?
She wants a footnote in the exercises to bring it out.
Well, they did it on some of the.
Yes, the other ones.
Yeah,
but so,
I think they hadn't covered it in the chapter.
That's probably good.
Okay, so since this is imperfect, you can see how they have the concept of action there. I was loosing. Okay? Just so you. For aorist, Steve, that would be I loosed.
Where are we?
paragraph 123. See, it has I was loosing.
Mm-hmm.
If it was aorist, it would be I loosed. Okay? Whereas in the present, both of those are there in the present. I am loosing, I loose. In the past, you split those two apart. Get it? Okay. So, we were hearing. Not we heard. We were hearing. Okay? When we do the aorist, it's we heard. So we were hearing the voice of him. We were hearing the voice of him. N is what? N. Ekenais. Tais. So, I'm sorry?
Those.
Okay, because it goes with Tais Hemerais. In those days. We were hearing the voice of him in those days. De is postpositive. But noon now. But now in noon means now, time-wise now. Whereas de, if we put the word now in there, it just means subject change now. Okay? But now,
no longer.
No longer. Ukete, that's one of your vocab words. No longer are we hearing, okay, or we hear it. That's right. And so I would prefer we are hearing, okay? And this is one that I would say we don't really have as much option because there is a parallelism, again, of tenses. And so the writer chose to use imperfect rather than aorist. I understand it's because you don't know aorist yet. But because of that, they are bringing out the sense of continuity. And so when we come back to the present, we want to do the parallelism of continuity. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if they'd used aorist, we heard, and then I would come back on the present, I would say, we hear. Mm-hmm. Everybody understanding all that? Ask questions. I'm not giving you a quiz. I have them printed. They're in here. I'll show them to you. We're going to go over them together. Okay? So, well, you are. I'm gonna pass them out. We'll go over them real fast.
Why is autes? What did you just say it was?
It. It refers back to voice. Phones. Phones is the antecedent.
Okay.
So, translation? We are hearing the voice of him in the...
We were hearing the voice of...
But now we are no longer hearing it.
That's correct.
I thought you said you wanted to change we were hearing to we are hearing.
No.
No.
The first one is passive. Past. Yes. So we were... What I'm saying is on the present one, the acuamen, we are hearing...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now no longer are we hearing, or
that's right. That's what he's saying to use. I had no longer do we hear it, which is technically correct, but doesn't fit with the we were hearing.
Right. You want to keep your tenses the same. Remember what I said in the present. This is the thing we've kind of bantered over the weeks. Right? Is it? I throw or I am throwing. Okay? I throw is just a present concept. I am throwing is continuity. When you go to past tense, that splits out. Imperfect is continuity. Aorist is punctiliar. So imperfect says then here, I was hearing continuity. Okay? So when I come back to the translating the present verb, I want to keep the parallelism of continuity. I am hearing.
We.
Okay, so whatever the do you understand? Now, so if when we get a couple of chapters ahead and we get into the aorist, and this is now aorist, and it's we heard, now when I translate the present, I'm going to say I hear. Okay, and so that becomes a big deal because now the author is defining for you which side of the present verb you're going to use so that you have continuity. You could translate it the other way, but Bob's opinion would be that it's not a proper translation.
Okay, so keep the were.
Yes, keep the were and put in an R if you don't have it. All right, number two. Ha de mathetes tu kiriu elege, parabolein tois adaphois atu. Okay, so we have the postpositive de. Bring that out. And so we really have ha mathetes, okay, which is one of those special nouns, okay, which is masculine, but it looks like it has a feminine ending. And I know it's masculine because it has the ha, the article, right? And so... now, but, and, I'm not sure which way I'm going to do the de, right? My preference is, it's at the beginning of a sentence, is I'm automatically going to think in my brain now, unless there's context that tells me I have to do it otherwise. So now the disciple of the Lord, okay, now the disciple of the Lord, elege, okay, he what?
He was saying,
okay, again, because it has to, we have to keep that continuity. He was saying a parable to the brothers of who? Of him, his brothers. Yes? Mm-hmm. So now the disciple of the Lord was saying a parable to his brothers.
I know you mean now, like you're changing subjects, but it just sounds funny when you have now at the beginning of the sentence and it's in the past tense.
Yeah, you could put and there. You could put but. But see, to me, this is where you become the interpreter, not just the translator. Because if you put but, you're immediately stating that there must be a what? A contrast. Something's contrasting. And if you say and, then there's something together. So for me, now it just makes more sense. I haven't come up with another word. And de is translated as now. Many times, so. We can put on there, UH. The disciple of the Lord. Anyways, so that would be modern. Anyways, so.
No, it should be like.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, like, yes, that's it. Like the disciple of the Lord was saying a parable to his brothers. I like it. All right.
Just leave it at the.
Duh. Yeah, but if we put like in there, people think it would be like a simile, like, you know.
I'm sorry, I brought it up.
All right, so
I like it.
All right, epictainon, hoi douloi, ta tekna, sun tois methetais. Okay, epictainon.
They are killing.
Who is it? Say again.
They are killing.
Parse it for me.
That is third.
Yes.
Third person. Plural.
Yeah. Okay. But good. Give me the first part first.
First part
of it. That's the second part of it.
As far as present active. I don't know how I came up with it.
Imperfect.
I did this weeks ago.
That's great. Weeks ago.
A week ago, anyway.
Imperfect. Imperfect active indicative. Okay? So this would be imperfect active indicative, third person plural.
But shouldn't the alpha at the beginning change to an eta?
No. Okay, good question. Because it has the prefix. It has the prepositional prefix. So when you have a prepositional prefix... then the root of the word.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? See, this is so hard because apocteno, you know, really has it. The apo in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
That's why it was apocteno, but now it's apocteno.
Yeah.
I did notice that earlier, I just forgot it.
Um, brain is clicking here. See if it comes up with something that's really worth something to speak.
I still don't see that construction.
You still don't see what now? Third person plural. You got the epsilon augment is in front of the base, the root word. Okay? So you have apachteno is I kill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the apo is a preposition.
I understand that, but I'm the ending. I don't see the
okay. There are
omicron do.
It's a movable.
Is that a
movable? A movable do?
No. It's third person plural. Ends in
third
on.
Person plural.
Third person plural.
Does that end in a new?
Or is it first person?
What?
First person singular.
Yes, ton. On. Look, are you looking at
paragraph
123?
Mm-hmm.
Third person plural. Eluon. Eluon.
Okay. Got it.
But you're sure it's not singular first person, right?
Ah, good question.
Yeah.
Okay. It could be I am. Okay. And so I am sure that it's not because you have hoi douloi, which is plural, the servants,
mm-hmm.
which would be they. Okay. Now, just so you know, too, this is kind of fun because if you look at this, you'd see the kappa tau and say, but there's no way you have a word that's going to, that could be the root, the kappa tau, you know. And I would say to you, you have tau mai, which means to acquire or gain, like to gain a wife for yourself. You have katema, which is a possession, property, piece of land. You have katenos, which is an animal or mount pack animal. You have katetor, which is an owner or a possessor. You have katitso, which is create or make, which I really think probably the apoctano comes from that. Anyways, you have katisis, which is creation. Katisma, what is created. Katistes, creator. Okay? So...
La, la.
I know. Anyways. And so, that's what I love. I love doing the...
I bet you read the dictionary when you don't have a Greek.
When I was a kid, I did read the dictionary and the encyclopedia. Anyways, so...
Apoctano.
Anyways, so... Apoctano really is a compound verb, a compound word, though it doesn't seem to us that it would be one. In the Greek, you can put the kappa tau together and have a sound, whatever sound that was. Anyways, so you have the apoctano, apoctanon, apectanon, tenon, hoi douloi. So the servants
are killing.
The were. The servants were killing the children. Okay, ta tekna, is that not the children?
Mm-hmm.
The children.
The children.
The servants were killing the children with
the disciples
in the billiard room. Sorry.
Now, I don't understand if the disciples were being killed with the children or if they're helping the servants kill the children. Is that clear in there somehow? Because I'm not getting that.
You'll have to check the context.
Yeah, you probably
do. Yeah, you definitely have to know context. Okay.
The disciples would be killing the children, I hope.
Killing the children.
No.
Soon, does it mean along with? I thought I saw somewhere an explanation of the difference between soon and meta, and now I couldn't find it again. There are two different kinds of with. And I don't know where
No, look in your vocabulary. It says it's a close synonym
mm-hmm.
of meta. And so... again, there are various words that bring it. It's meta has a couple different meanings, though. Soon really only ever means with.
Yeah, but I read somewhere, unless I dreamed it, a whole paragraph about with and the two different. It's in here somewhere. I know.
Maybe God gave you a vision.
Two different types of with. And then we use them interchangeably without really noticing. I don't know.
If you find it, let me know. It may be later on.
What
could be?
It should be like along with. They're killing the children along with the disciples.
Yeah.
Is that the sense of the sentence?
I haven't got a clue. See?
Whatever the writer of this.
That's right. This is one of those ones where you just translate it and
Would there be some other way of saying along with?
All right, it's paragraph 115. Marcia found it.
Oh, good.
At the very end.
Yes.
Company with.
With good words, this example will serve to distinguish the dative expressing means from meta with the genitive expressing accompaniment. The two ideas, though they are logically quite distinct, happen often to be expressed with the same preposition with. Meta with the genitive means with in the sense of in company with. The dative means with in the sense of by means of.
That's what meta will assume.
This is soon, right. So it really doesn't apply there unless the understanding is soon, meaning like the dative. By agency of.
But since meta is a synonym for.
I would, from this point right here, I think honestly, if you found this on a shard, you would be forced to try to make a statement one way or the other on it would be hard.
Well, this is a close synonym of meta with the genitive, and this says meta with the genitive means.
In company with. Right. So you would. You would say that they're probably, the kids are dying with, alongside the apostles, okay?
Mm-hmm. Disciples. Mm-hmm.
Disciples. And so, anyways, I would opt for context.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Finally, tata is
then,
men.
On the one hand.
Good, because the minute you see the men, you want to look a little ahead to see whether you see the de, and so whether you have the men, dot, 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 de, dot, 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 okay? And you do. So then on the one hand, katabinen, binen, binon.
They were going down.
Good. They were going down into the house, okay? Now, you probably would truncate into to in. But I like the concept of into because it implies more of the movement. Anyways, okay? They could have used in if they wanted to. So then, on the one hand, they were going down into the house. But now, on the other hand, no longer are... No. No. See parallelism. It is not they back then. Then, on the one hand, I was going down into the house. But now no longer am I going down. And I know that because of katabino.
Mm-hmm.
And so remember the on can be the first person singular or the third person plural. Parallelism is important.
So what is
it? I. Then on the one hand, okay, and you don't have to say on the one hand. You don't have to do the on the one hand or the other. You know, just, again, it helps you when you're teaching to know that there is a great contrast being stated, okay? Then I was going down into the house. But now I no longer go down. There's probably a connotation of what the house is. You know, in context, it could be a house of ill repute. It could be a house of gambling. It could be the house of the Lord. And I used to be spiritual, but I'm no longer spiritual. So, whatever. Okay? All right. Yeah. Time. And yes, I already have next week's printed out too. Just so you know. Yeah, pass out next week's quiz. Yeah, take them quiz. Well, it is for Christmas this week. All right. Is there two there?
I'm taking this.
Good. Okay. All right. Benjamin, Peru am I? No going back right now. Okay? Do you know it or not?
No.
Okay? Okay, Don.
I go.
That was one of the words we translated in the sentences here. I go. Okay? Timmy, get on my? No, it's on. That was that. Steve?
I become.
I become. Brooke Catabino?
I go down.
I go down. Marcia Artos?
Look for bread.
Bread, good. Okay. Don, Sozo?
Save.
I save. It's a verb. Okay. When you do these translations, make sure that you know you're translating. Don't just put down the vocab here, because if it's verbs and stuff like that, and even nouns, sometimes I change up the endings just to make sure you're looking at it. Benny, ook?
Not.
Noon is now. Ook is not. Very close. You had 67% right. But it's that last part that really kicked you. It's a T, not a W. All right. Steve, Allah.
But.
Okay. Timmy, Abakteno. Huh?
I said you had to pick the one I didn't know.
So far, pick two that you didn't know. If I was doing a percentage thing here, I would say that you didn't know any of them. So that's how statistics work, you know, when they do those phone interviews. I always love that. We surveyed 100 people in the whole United States, so we can tell you that the rest of the United States believes this way. Albertino, Marsh?
I kill.
Okay. Brooke, Iroh?
I take up,
good. Benjamin, Estheo?
I die.
I eat.
Good. Okay. Don, Arco.
Well, I know it's not. I begin.
Good. I gave it to you.
For I rule.
Good.
I rule.
I purposely gave you that one. Okay. All right. Since you had Catabino, Brooke, why don't you do Anabino?
I go up.
Good. Right. Catabino is I go down. Anabino, I go up. We could play the Lilies of the Field thing, you know. Catabino, or no, I'm sorry. Anabino, I go up. Catabino, I go down. All right, anyway, so, okay. Ugeti, let's see, Steve?
No longer.
Marcia, the Irkomai?
I go.
Irkomai is I go. The Irkomai?
Oh, through.
I go through. Good. Paralambano, to me?
I receive, I take along.
All right, I take along, good. 33%. Okay, Ben, Hati?
Little words. Yeah. I don't remember.
Okay. Zahn, can you help Mutt?
I can.
Okay.
Is it that or because?
Mm-hmm. That or because. Good. All right. Ben, Akuo. Is that a little word too?
I hear.
Oh, good job. There. Okay, Ben, Harmatalas. Harmatalas. It's a long word. All right, Don.
One's in the middle.
A sinner.
Good.
Too short,
a sinner.
Too long, I can't remember.
All right. All right, Steve. Three voices in Greek.
Voices. There's
masculine, the feminine. No, it's not that. But they're different. One's deep, one's long.
Middle, passive. Active.
Active, good. Don't miss the active. Active, middle, and passive. Amp. Okay, Marcia, can you define a deponent verb?
I'm not sure now.
What's your concept?
I think it's a verb that takes the middle endings, but yet it has active meaning.
Good.
And so you call it active.
Well, no, don't worry about the calling it active. But, yes. Okay, it takes the middle or passive endings. Okay. Theoretically, here's verbs that have no active form, but only middle and passive with active meaning. Okay? That is the book definition. Okay, true or false? The preposition hupo with the genitive expresses the agent by which an action is performed, whereas a simple dative without any preposition sometimes expresses means or instrument.
True.
True. Exactly right. All right. And now the long sentence at the bottom. Okay. Aku usi to huangelion hoi hamartaloi kai luontai hupo tu lagu tu kuryu. Aku usi. Okay. They are hearing, right? They hear. They are hearing.
Good news.
Good. To huangelion, the gospel, the good news. Hoi hamartaloi, the sinners. It's in the nominative plural, so that's the subject, because there's, you know, nothing that's taking a predicate nominative here, so it's the sinners are hearing the good news. Kai, and they are being loosed, okay, on tai, okay, so this is passive. They are being loosed, genitive, hupo with genitive.
By
the word of the Lord.
The Lord.
So the sinners are hearing the gospel, and they are being loosed by the word of the Lord, or being released, whatever loosed word you want to put in there. All right? So, no, you all don't get 100s for that. I just skip that part and don't grade it. All right? Let me give you a homework sheet for week 9. Let's go this way. And there will be one left over, I'm sure. Alright. And so we have to look at lesson 12, in which we will compare and contrast with lesson 11. Okay. All right. Note on the assignment sheet, though, before you totally put it away, that I want you to parse verbs. All right. You're being inundated right now with new types of verbs, so I want you to start parsing them again. Just verbs. Don't have to be nouns. Okay. But I think it does you well to have to think through the process, and when you have to write them down, when you have to, I mean, I know you hate that, but the reality is the teaching point on that one is that when you have to write it down, you have to think about it. Okay? And so that's why I'm making you do it. It's not because I'm just a mean old ogre. That's part of the reason. But that's part of the reason. But it's not the only reason. There's more to it. Anyways. All right. In lesson 12, okay, we are going to be doing the imperfect, middle, and passive. All right? And then we're going to be talking about the singular verb with the neuter plural subject. All right, so let's look at the vocabulary real quick. Ap erkomai is a deponent. It's another one of the erkomai verbs. This means I go away. Okay? Biblion is the book. Okay? A book. Daimonion, a demon. Okay, and very clearly, this is a what?
Transliteration.
Transliteration. Okay. And so, our concept, I mean, really, there's really no other word you're going to put in there. You could probably put evil spirit or whatever, but our concept of what a demon is came out of the Greek. Okay. Dekomai, I receive. Okay. Note that there's not the I take or receive. And note as well that it's deponent. And this one, Steve, as well, is going to have that passive sense to it. I receive. Make sense? Okay. Ek peruomai. Okay, and so now you have the peruomais again, starting to get the prefixes, the what's the word I'm thinking? Thank you, prepositional prefixes. So I go out, okay, and so that's like ek erkomai, okay, so ek peruomai. Ergon, a work, okay, ergo will be work, I work. Ergon is a work, okay. There are many words like that in a Greek where the you have a verb and a noun. They're the same. Eti. Eti is an adverb. Means still or yet. Thalassa is a lake or a sea. And so like when we talk about Sea of Galilee, that would be thalassa. Thalassa. Okay. Kai, we've already talked about. Okay. But now they're telling you that it can also be the also even. Remember I told you that back then when they said it was just and I said it could be also or even. But now you see that as well it could be chi, dot, 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 chi, both and, meaning two different things. Now, you've got to be really careful with this one, okay? Because Pauline, remember what I joked about, the Pauline, this is a real Pauline run-on sentence here. Paul's sentence is running on for 20 verses. Okay? I mean, it's just, you don't necessarily see it in English because the translator has decided where he's going to stop it and start the next thing. But there's kai, 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 and so it's not always the both ands. Okay? And so you've really got to just, again, context to see the symmetry, the parallelism. To see when he's doing that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uda. Is
you
it
skipped katerkomai.
I did, you're right. Katerkomai. I go down, which is the same thing.
Is there a different sense of meaning with that with katabino and kata?
Nope.
Just alternate. Okay.
Remember, because you have, remember I said you're gonna, these three words now are going to be all put
all
together.
Exact
bino, peruomai, and erkomai. I go. And so now you get all these prepositional prefixes thrown on all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and Ben's going nuts. So
bino.
When in doubt, I go. don't do that. But you want to. In these two or three lessons, you really want to almost one of these, you know, I go. Sorry, this is a kill.
Bino, Urkamai, and what's the other one?
Peruomai. That was the vacation spot, remember? The Perue?
And that is spelled P O.
That's right. P O R E U O M A I. That's funny.
Okay.
All right. Uda. There we go. Uda now. So we have the and not. And this makes sense because you have the oo, da, okay? So not and is really literally. And so and not, nor, not even. And again, like you have the chi, da, da, chi, you have the uda, da, da, uda, neither nor. Okay? Now this one, since you don't see the udas very often, if you have the uda like that, more than likely it's they are talking about the neither this nor that. Okay? Hupo? Okay? Is it? No, that's not hupo. This is upo. Sorry, I am one of those that, I mean. Yeah.
They should sell this with large prints.
Yeah, they should.
I'll vote for that.
Upo.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. Okay? And not yet. Yeah, upo. They're not yet doing that. Peri is a new preposition, okay? And it means concerning or about or with the accusative around, okay? And so you have the peri meter, perimeter. The perimeter. Just might see a picture again. Anyways. Polion. Is a boat, so you have the ployon on the thalassa. Now, of course, we wouldn't state it that way. Sunir komai, I come together. The idea is I come together
with.
Yeah. Okay. And then Hooper, we had Hoopo. This is Hooper.
Hooper.
Okay. In behalf of, it's with the genitive, but many times you're going to see it with the accusative, and it means above. And so hypersensitive, hyperactive, hyper whatever, it means above. Okay? That makes sense? Mm-hmm. All right. Paragraph 138, you have the middle, imperfect middle indicative of Luo. And you have omein, u, eto, amatha, estha, onto. Okay? So, note the epsilon augment again. Okay? And so, does anybody remember what the middle passive of the active is? Okay.
For which one?
Active.
For which?
Present, I'm sorry. Present active. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure what you're asking. You're asking for
go back to 110. Go back to paragraph 110. Okay. Sometimes it's interesting to compare and contrast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some this may be helpful, for others it may be harmful. okay, but it goes from omai to omain. The second person singular doesn't help much. It's a and u, but etai, eto, okay, and I'm going to tell you something else here as we go. Then, but the first person plural, you have the amatha, amatha, then estha, estha, then antai, anto. Okay? Now, this may not help at all, okay? But the present almost has a feminine thing there. A, etai, antai, whereas the imperfect almost seems to have a masculine thing going on there, or neuter, if you would. U, eto, onto.
Except the first one.
Well, I understand the omein, okay? So, that's what I said. It may be helpful. It may be helpful, it may not be helpful, just...
The aim is an ending on those, like, method... Oh, no, method takes.
Yeah, no, yeah. So, anyways, so that's what I'm saying. It's just, there... Different people, brains click different ways, and so, honestly, I've never used that as a help for me, but if it is a help for you, okay? The next page, you have 143, the imperfect passive, and lo and behold, what? They're the same. And with one collective voice, everybody says, praise the Lord.
What does this mean when it's saying the secondary tenses? What's that talking about?
Again, remember we talked about the when I've talked about the linguistics of it all, and him trying to explain how the words were derived and how they break out. That's all that. I've never seen any true help in it for me.
That's just showing the endings.
No.
Without the variable vowels.
Without the variable, right. In what he projects them to be, or what has been projected for them to have been. Because look at the second person singular. So. There's no so there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So there's, they have projected linguistically what they probably were and how they were derived. It doesn't help me. It hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
It's more information.
That's
why I've said that's why whenever we come to it, I say if you're interested in linguistics of it, you know, it's like the linguini of it. Anyways, because that's what it does to me. It's like spaghetti. It just starts to mix it all up, and so I ignore it. And but for those who are excited, like I had that one kid, he ate it up. Okay.
But what about paragraph 141? It says second person singular eluo is the shortened form for the original elueso.
Okay.
So
was it originally
Eloeso?
So.
There it is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so it's a data point. Okay, If it's exciting to you, grab a hold of it. I'm not quizzing you or testing you on it, okay? All right. So, and then 142 then. Great care should be taken to pronounce clearly that both the long vowel and the ultima in the form of elomain and the accent on the penult. Okay. Elomain. Elomain. Anyways, so whatever. All right. I mean, and again, you know, if you can grab a hold of, the more you can grab a hold of, that's fun. But the whole purpose of this class is what?
Translation.
Okay, so that's, we could go through this book so much slower, okay, and try to get all the finer details. I don't find that it's helpful.
I just want to memorize the vocabulary.
Well, there you go.
That going slower might work.
Yep. No, it won't. I mean, you would become very discouraged. I think the 1 year endpoint on this is a good thing. There's a mark that you're reaching out there for, and it may all be over. Why did I do this to myself anyway? So
yeah, I was asking myself.
Diligence. You will, when May comes, and I give you a can of Coke for grad, no, it'll all be worthwhile. All right, the neuter plural subject. All right, 145. A neuter plural subject may have its verb in the singular.
That's just not fair.
Okay, examples. Ta demonia.
The demons.
Okay. Ek irgetai. Okay, the demons go out. It goes out. The demons, it goes out. Okay. And so the concept sometimes is that you're looking at them as a group rather than individuals. And so the group goes out. Does that make sense? That's right. But you would say, that's exactly right. And so you just kind of have to keep that concept in your brain that, oh, wait, this is a neuter plural. Okay? Anyways. All right. The uses of kai and uda, you can read that, but basically this comes through with examples of what the vocab has told you. Okay? And then you have the exercises. All right. And that brings us to our 8 o'clock ending. All right. Now, I bypassed the quiz tonight because I wanted to spend more time. I felt like we've been shortchanging some of the translations. However, I don't want to shortchange the quizzes because I think the quizzes, for the most part, keep everybody honest. And so, as I said, next week's already printed out. So don't be praying that Bob decides not to have the quiz or forgets to do the quiz. It's already printed out. I already have next week's homework printed out. In fact, I think I have the next 2 weeks of quizzes and homeworks already printed out. I had a good night last night.
If they all burn, I didn't do
it. That's what we get from Marcia sitting around reading books. Anyways.
Oh, Marcia, no.
She wasn't. She was doing Greek last night, actually.
Do your homework when he's not there.
Actually, I like doing it when you're there. That way I'll make sure I get it correct.
Speaking of that, though, if you have questions when you're doing them, I don't mind you calling. If I'm near my book, okay, so evenings is better. If I'm near my book and I can look at the sentence, okay, I'm very visual. And so even when they're at home and they're showing me their homework sheet, I want to see the book. I mean, they may have it written down, but I want to see the book. Anyways, so...
He catches words that we miss.
Sometimes.
I can relate to that.
Sometimes. It's just that after so many years, I'm used to looking at the book. And so I just like to. So anyways, so if you call me in the evening, I can grab my book, I can look at it, and we go from there. All right?
Christopher and I help each other a lot. I was clueless on Lego today. And I was like, Christopher, what is this? Oh, Lego. I had no idea.
The clear mind of a 10-year-old.
Yes.
He's not junked up with everything else that we've put into it.
Well, he's working on it, though. He's ordered every single Jules Verne book that the whole library system has.
That's funny.
And he's gotten stacks of them in, and he's reading his way through them all.
Well, we have all the Charles Dickens books if you wanted to read Charles Dickens.
Let me finish Jules Verne first.
Okay.
How many
did Jules?
He will
be reading Dickens.
Hmm? How many did Jules do?
I don't know. It's more than 20. It's probably into the 30s. And it's full of heavy scientific and geographical information. So much that some of the times the translators drop a chapter or two that's just too much geographical information.
Huh. Well, Charles Dickens, I found that a lot of his books are very negative. Depressing.
Depressing.
Yeah.
He's too young for that.
Yeah, but it was the era that he wrote, you know, during that time frame. So, anyways, let's pray. Father, we thank you for you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the fellowship tonight. The feasting on the concepts of your word. Though it may not have been your word itself, Lord, it's helping us to be able to be better students. Lord, I pray that we would be diligent to show ourselves approved unto you, unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Lord, help us to be those who rightly divide it. For your glory, in Christ's name, amen.